She's in the house, Jane Matichak, ladies and gentlemen, president of the North Dakota Minnesota Veterans Honor Flight. I've been on it a number of times. Her committee, her people, her. They're just amazing. Jane, good to have you back on News and Views.
Thank you. I rushed right over to get on the air.
Yeah, you try to settle me down. That's, she comes in and she says, breathe through your nose now, settle down. You know, she works in the medical line anyway. But Jane, talk to me about what you got coming up, because there's some exciting things here that I think people deserve to know.
Yeah, we're really giddy, actually, about what's coming up. So we've got about 900 people on the list right now, and we expect well over 1,000 on the list by
waiting
the end of this year. After three flights this year. So we're doing one coming up in May. We have two more coming up same time this fall in September. And then we're announcing five flights for next year.
Five?
Yeah, five flights. Yeah. So we got some work to
do. How are you going to make five? Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah.
That tells you, number one, to me, instantly, that tells me how hard you guys work raising money. Number two, the generosity of people.
For sure. For sure. Yep.
Five?
Communities all over support this project. It's just amazing. Yep. So we'll have two going out at the same time, Easter weekend next year. So that's April 20th out of Grand Forks. And then 2 weeks later, we turn around. We're doing one out of Fargo, May 4th, 5th, and 6th. And then two out of Fargo next fall again in September. Yeah. So five flights. That'll get about close to 550 veterans off the list.
Are you going to burn your committee out?
Well,
I mean, seriously, you guys work so hard. I mean,
you know, it is, but we've got a lot of volunteers and they're really passionate and committed to the project. And so it truly does take an entire village to do this.
I always think, you know, we talk about this because we've known each other for so many years, and we here on the News and Views Network, every one of the stations that are listening to you would do anything they can to help you. But I don't do a good job of making sure people understand what the Honor Flight is. Describe it to people.
So we take veterans to Washington, D.C. free to see their memorial. So we fundraise, the veterans go, and then they can bring an escort with, and the escort pays whatever it would cost to send the veteran. So we're out there 3 days, two nights, which is really fortunate for us because most Honor Flights do 1 day. So Wisconsin has five hubs. They do 1 day. Minnesota has two hubs. They do 1 day. South Dakota only does a day. So the fact that we get to see so many different things out there is pretty amazing.
And I know that, you know, you've got tough choices to make. You know, you've got to look at certain medical conditions. You've got to look at a lot of different reasons that this person, it's a good time for them to go, and others, that's a hard job.
It is. We take in the order received unless we've got somebody that we find out is terminal with cancer usually. So then we'll make arrangements to try and get them there.
So that's how Keel got on this flight?
I mean, seriously. Joel,
what?
Be nice.
Keith, he can drive. I had to pick on one veteran, right? I mean, just one. Keith, well, I'm sorry, kind of.
People would say the same thing about you going on the flight. Yeah.
It was my way of punching back.
I wasn't going to say that.
And Abby, we make friends. I mean, we've still got a good friend out of Wapton that.
Larry. I miss Knut. Man, I need to go talk to him.
I remember Knut.
Yeah. His sweatband?
He had the sweatband. Oh, yeah. Sweatband.
Yeah. Knut, well, and I ran into one of your buddies in St. Cloud.
Wilbur,
too.
My
Wilbur
bus buddy.
Yep. Mm-hmm. He and his wife were flying out down to Florida at the time.
Oh, and you remember Knut's formal outfit for the banquet, right?
Wasn't it another sweatband outfit? Or like
he took the sweatband off.
Okay. What was his... Just that was the formal version.
Yes.
Sweatband free.
Sweatband free. Yeah. Yeah. It's time to dress up.
He was a honey. What a honey.
Where were those four boys from that I hooked up with last time that
I don't even remember.
In Minnesota, they stole the fire truck when they got back. Remember?
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure I heard about that.
You should have been there later at night because they were telling this story. So they got back from Vietnam. Three of them were in the Army. One was in the Navy. And they were just soulmates. These four guys are still good friends. And they got back. And, you know, they went in as 17, 18-year-olds. So they get back. And they're still not old enough to go uptown and have a beer if they can, right? And they stole the fire truck. And they're going down the road. And it was the antique one. And they're cranking the...
Oh my goodness.
And town cop gets him and he goes, "All right, good to have you guys back. Knock it off." That's small town America, right?
That is.
I mean, that's the way it's supposed to be. Yeah. So this is still something you got to raise a lot of money for.
Oh, yeah. We'll need about $1.2 million for five flights next year. So we've got some work in front of us and we rely a lot on community supports and donations.
This is a real big ratchet up.
It is. It is. Yeah.
That's bold.
Mm-hmm.
It's are you going to be able to keep that up, or you just see where it goes after that?
You
or?
Know, we have to see where it goes. We've been getting so many applications in. Like, we've probably added 500 to our list since our last flight last fall, mm-hmm. 6 months ago. So that's a great thing. But when they have to sit on the list for 3 and 4 years waiting, that's not a good thing. You know, they're passing away waiting. So we'll do what we can.
I work with one gentleman that's near and dear to me. You know, Otis was... from Hankinson was on this. Todd Malk's grandpa. There, that's how he refers to himself now. But worked with him at Real Water for over 20 years. And, you know, Mr. Tough Guy. Went to mm-hmm. Vietnam, was right there in fighting, you know, had all, you know, he was commander at the VFW. I mean, just a lot of reasons to love the guy. But, you know, I never saw him get emotional like he did when he came home from that flight.
Yep. He still talks about it. He does. I talked to him a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah. It meant so much to him. And I don't mean to just use examples from my town. There's so many others.
There are.
To Otis's credit, he never once stole the fire truck.
You guys are from Audubon.
Audubon. Yes.
And Lake Park.
Hey, we need to go there. We need to go see my brothers.
We will not steal a fire truck, though, if we go.
Next day, we're all looking at each other going, we need to go to bed earlier from not. So if people want to help the Honor Flight, where do they go?
Oh, they could go to our website at veteranshonorflightofndmn.org and donate that way, or give us a call at 218-28-HONOR.
All right. It's that simple. Thanks for what you do.
Thank you.
And encourage veterans, if you know of them that haven't been on the flight, really encourage them to go.
Yeah. Sign up.
Yep.
You're not going to go until you sign up. I know of so many people that are like, well, that isn't for, I shouldn't get to, you know, that attitude. But you always say sign up.
Oh, we hear that every day. Yeah.
Exactly. You do a great thing. You and your team really do a great thing.